As President Obama meets with Cuba's President Raul Castro in Cuba today, back in Washington, most of the candidates jockeying to replace President Obama are speaking before AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Hillary Clinton doubled down on her commitment to Israel and praised last year's Iran nuclear deal. She also took some time earlier today to take a shot at Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
Yes, we need steady hands, not a president who says he's neutral on Monday, pro-Israel on Tuesday, and who knows what on Wednesday, because everything's negotiable.
Donald Trump does speak later today. Some rabbis are threatening to walk out because of his divisive language, senseless hatred, one called it, something they see as maybe someday threatening their faith. Trump has also been criticized for saying he would be a neutral guy in negotiating a deal between Israel and the Palestinians. Let's bring in NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, how big a deal is AIPAC? Bernie Sanders isn't even going because of scheduling conflicts.
Yes, that's right, but he is the only presidential candidate in either party who is not attending. AIPAC always draws the biggest names from both parties in Washington every year. It's always one of the biggest events of the calendar. And this year, it's in a huge sports arena where the Wizards and Capitals play. So this is a major event for both countries, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be there tomorrow.
Well, and so how is expected that, say, a Donald Trump might go over given some of the rhetoric going into it?
He's going to have a skeptical audience. There will be fans, no doubt, but several organizations, including the Zionist Organizations of America and so on, have said that they're really quite hostile to the things that they've been hearing from Donald Trump. So this is not a friendly territory for him, at least not going in. We'll see what happens tonight.
Well, we also know that he had a meeting while in Washington, D.C., to reassure people in his party, the Republican Party, that he can work with them. What more do we know about that meeting?
It's a noontime meeting at a law firm a couple of blocks from the White House. The leaders of the Republican Party in both the House and Senate were pointedly not invited. Most of the people we know have gone in are people whose names would not be that familiar to most folks. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas were meeting with Donald Trump today. Also, we understand Newt Gingrich and his wife Calista arrived at the law firm with a police escort. There have also been a few House members, but it is not really the array of Republican stars that we may have been led to believe at some point.
Well, where are we on, we're awash with the reports of Republican leaders who want to organize a possible convention challenge or a third-party run. Where are we on that? Who's mentioned?
There's no horse, really. If there were a horse to ride, this would be a totally different proposition. But if they're not going to get behind Ted Cruz, who's the only other candidate with a real chance of stopping Donald Trump from getting to the required number of delegates, they're going to have to search. And most of the people whose names have been mentioned have, in one sense or another, either taken themselves out or been eliminated from consideration. But you do have groups of people who are very worried about there being some kind of electoral wipeout in November. The senators who are running for re-election this fall, in particular, big donors who are worried that everything that they've invested thus far in the presidential sweepstakes this year will be lost. And you've got a lot of past party leaders, older people, who are distressed at the change in the image of the Republican Party.
Yeah. Well, we have primaries. States out west are going to vote. Arizona, the primary, Utah, the caucus. Donald Trump expected to win Arizona. Bernie Sanders is looking good out west. So give us your sense of the primaries and caucuses coming up.
Two narratives are really in conflict in both parties in these events. One is the narrative of delegate counting, the hard political math that favors Clinton and Trump at this point. But the other is the psychology of winning, the impression of being a winner and maintaining momentum from one week to the next. And there's a real chance for both Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders to press that competing narrative this week. It looks like Trump is in pretty good shape in Arizona, where his immigration issue is the issue, and he has the backing of the former governor and a very popular sheriff there. And Bernie Sanders has spent a great deal of time in Arizona and millions of dollars on advertising. He's really moved to the state. He is speaking in Utah, where they're having caucuses tonight. That's why he's not at AIPAC. And he always does well in caucuses. In fact, he just won the Americans Abroad caucus over the weekend, 70% of the vote. And he'll pick up a few delegates net there against Hillary Clinton.
And I have to say, Ron Elving, in the few seconds we have, I would have liked to have seen Bernie Sanders before AIPAC. You know, he is Jewish. He is for a two-state solution. It would have been interesting to see one of the first presidential candidates who is Jewish who gets this far speaking before the group.
Yes, he would be the first Jewish American president. But at the same time, it is crucial for him to do well in these Western states, right, because that is the way he turns around this whole notion that it's too late for him to close the gap and pledge delegates and force an open convention on the Democratic side. That's really where his bread is buttered tonight.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.